Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Thank you, everybody. So glad to have you with us.
Woo-hoo.
Yeah, for a small studio, boy, we sure can hear them. And we're glad to have those of you who are listening in
and watching
on Blog Talk Radio and also watching on Facebook on the Psychic Love Doctor show page. Okay. And if you are a friend of mine and I think a follower of the Facebook show page, you'll get a notification.
Yeah. You do, because I saw it pop up on my phone.
Yeah. I saw it on mine too.
Yeah. You get the somebody you basically is following, friends with, or whatever you want to say it, is going live. It'll tell you.
Yeah. So.
We.
So we're going to hop in here and do our little thing in the beginning, because a lot of people may not be present as far as you can see or hear, but they may be out there listening. And we would like them to know a few of the specifics concerning this method and what we do during the show. First of all, everybody, let's bear in mind, and you Facebook watchers, you're able to see. Only an ordinary deck of playing cards. There's nothing tarot-ish about them, nothing oracle-like, or any of the myriad other methods that are out there.
Excuse me.
Yes. Maybe we're allergic to each other. Okay, getting back to what
allergic
I was saying.
To going live.
So you could sit down. We could play solitaire. We could play poker with these. Generally, though, I ask that nobody in the office or in the household does such a thing with my deck, because it's imbued with my vibe and energy, and I like to keep the deck nicely clear of game playing energy. What?
That's actually a true thing, or are you
just
saying that?
No, because if you were to sit down, Jim, and play cards with this, I would have a weird feeling making a connection.
Sure. Well, it's a good
of
thing
course,
I
can cleanse the deck and other.
Don't really need to. All the card games are online anyway. So.
And also bear in mind, you are in control of free will, freedom of choice. So I could sit here and tell you, I'm trying to think what's a good example.
It could be about it. It could be love, life,
and,
job, selling a house.
You're going to get this wonderful promotion at your work. You're going to just love it, blah, blah, blah. But then you could decide, you know what, I'm sick of working here.
Nope.
And so if you quit that job or resign, you're going to alter your path.
It's going to lead into one of our disclaimers that we give.
And remember that others are impacting your path to the future by the choices they are making. So that's one of the nuances that we look for in readings. And I do keep my private sessions very I'd call it reasonably priced.
Oh, it's way inexpensive compared to other people.
A lot of people that are out there.
Good
just
Lord.
Because they can charge that much does not mean to me that it's ethical to do so. And besides, I want people to come frequently.
Well, they're not just trying to make a living. They're trying to get rich.
Not true.
They're not just trying to pay bills. They want to pay bills like buy Mercedes and stuff.
And a lot of them do insist, and I don't argue with it, but they insist that they have a gift. Myself, I believe that this is a skill. We are all intuitive beings. We all have the capability to expand that awareness to become more intuitive. And many of you, when I've read for you, I can tell that you're highly empathic yourselves. So that's my little part here. Now it's Jimbo's turn.
Yes, now we get serious. Just a reminder that the show is for entertainment and informational purposes only, but we hope everybody enjoys themselves. And that kind of goes along with that future thing she was talking about. It's like a disclaimer. You get a reading. Doesn't mean that, every single thing she sees a year from now, 2 years from now, 3 years from now, is going to happen for sure.
I'm showing you the potential that exists. There's a big difference between potential and, say, concrete reality. All right. And we need to remember that.
Mm.
All right. Go ahead, Jim.
Yes. I just wanted to do one thing real quick. Also, we want to talk about communication because that's how we talk to each other here. We'll start with Facebook Messenger first. This is a show that does phone calls, and we'll give that number out, or for people that don't want to call us. We've got Messenger folks from this country. They just feel like they want a Messenger. Maybe it's more convenient or whatever. Messenger folks, we don't have an awesome hold system like we do for the people calling in. So,
well, like we have someone on hold right now.
Yeah, and they can listen to the show, so they know we're talking about them.
That's right. So 919, you hang in there. We're going to get to you.
We see you.
Excuse me.
So back to the Facebook thing is we can't put you on hold. You can't call until we ask. Otherwise, we're going to have to disconnect you. We have to finish our reading. Yeah. We can't. That's just the way it is. So please.
Well, I'm hoping the next generation of these portals.
It's not that. It's the software. It's the messenger system.
I'm hoping, though, that they will advance things where...
Right.
Yeah.
You throw up on Facebook to do. But, you know, when something's free, that's all you can do is hope. All right, so that's the deal about the messenger thing. Go back to the phone thing. We're going to give that number out and talk about that, 515-602-9676. That one, you can all call it anytime you want. You'll automatically go into a hold, a queue. They'll tell you that. You'll hear an automated message, and then you'll start listening to the show. So everything's good if you're listening to the show, and we will see you on a list. All right. We will be on speakerphone because I was on hold today calling all sorts of people, and you're going to speakerphone. But as soon as you get to us, get off speakerphone because it's bad on our end by the time it gets to the internet and all that crazy stuff. Speakerphone doesn't work. So switch off speakerphone. You're probably multitasking too, like the one person does on speakerphone. Please find a place to sit, chill. Just walking around and sudden movements can really kind of affect the signal by the time we get to it.
Okay.
Right?
Right.
And background noises that you maybe usually don't worry about, but it also same here, wind hitting your speaker thing, just the right direction, the right angle. If you're in a mall, that really could be bad news.
Oh, it sounds like you're at the circus.
You're in your car chilling, driving, and you're on speakerphone. You might have to leave it on speakerphone. We understand. We'll try, but at least check all the radios and everything else off too. Windows up.
Okay, right. And we'll tell you if we're having difficulty.
Yeah, we absolutely will. We'll try to work it out, and sometimes we've had to say goodbye to callers, or they've called back and the connection was better, too, sometimes.
Right.
Okay, we've got that out of the way. One more time, 515-602-9676. Call in anytime for the phone number, which is still messengers until
we
ask.
If you get dropped, please just call right back.
Yeah, it happens. It's just electronic world. It happens. So let's take our first caller, our neighbor to the south, 919 in North Carolina. 919, welcome to the show. You're caller number one.
Hello there, caller. What is your first name? Hello.
We always got to, you know what? It's an operator error. Let's try this again. Hey, 919, you're the first caller. It's like a Love Doctor show.
Hello. What's your first name, please?
Hey, it's Patsy.
Patsy.
That was 100% my error on all that.
Well,
100%.
We are so glad to hear from you. For some reason, I've had you on my mind. And to all those that are listening or watching, I've known Patsy through the show for quite some time. And the more that I get to know you out there, the more familiar I feel intuitively as we look at your reading. So tell us, Patsy, what's bringing you to the show?
Well, actually, I have my friend on a three-way. She wants a reading. She's never done this before. And I told her I would call and introduce you, but she wants me to ask the question. But you can say hello, Debbie, so she can hear your voice.
All right.
And
hello.
Hi. What is your name?
Debbie, I think.
Debbie?
My name is Debbie.
Yep.
Well, Debbie's got to stick together.
Well, you better jack it up.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, Patsy has probably told you about what we do. And
yes.
And become really fascinating in helping you guide your life. So, Patsy, would you like to tell me, or Debbie, what the question will be for your reading?
What would you like to know?
Do you want me to tell it, Debbie, or you want to?
Sure. You go ahead, Patsy.
Okay. She's been going through a divorce for 3 years. Well, they're divorced now, but the property settlement keeps dragging on. They're trying to screw her out of a lot of her things. Because her ex's daughter and ex is in control, and they have a court case in May. Do you think it will be settled then? Because it's been drug out for 3 years.
Maybe.
Okay, now we have to, you know, slap up our disclaimer for legal or medical questions.
Especially since Debbie is new to us.
Yeah, Debbie, I don't have any credentials as an attorney, and Jim neither.
This isn't legal advice.
Yeah,
she
knows that.
Okay,
just for fun. Whatever you see in the cards that relates to her situation.
Yeah, and we want to let other folks that are – we have a lot of Facebook Live viewers that kind of don't say anything, and then we have plenty of Blog Talk folks that we don't know they're there until they call.
Okay, so here we go.
All right, here we go. Cards are going down.
Jimbo will keep chatting so we don't have to sit here.
3 years. That's a sign. That's a sign of, God.
Yes, it's the biggest case in Granville County, North Carolina, actually. A lot of money involved.
Did both parties get legal counsel?
Well, her husband had a stroke, and then they didn't allow her to see him anymore. His daughter took over, and they just have everything, and they were trying to, like, jip her out of some of the property, and she's just still waiting for her half.
Yes, it's amazing how that, when things like this happen, all of a sudden family isn't so family anymore.
No, they turn into vultures.
They turn
literally
into, you think it was like Armageddon, everybody's fighting for the last can of food on the shelf.
Yeah, you're right.
You know, it's like, Jesus, balls. Yeah, but I'm preaching, I'm not telling them anything
you're
they don't
preaching
know.
To the
yeah,
choir,
they know,
yeah.
I'm not telling them something they don't know.
Well, I see that it has been a real struggle going through this, and that daughter has certainly not made things any easier.
No, absolutely not.
And she's not your biological girl, is she, Debbie? It's real.
No, she isn't.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to tell you that if these were my cards, and I was putting the query out about will this come to a conclusion soon, where I would receive my share, I would say yes, and that a celebration will be in order to myself.
Okay.
I would be like, yeehaw, we going to party, you know, because of waiting so long. But there's a lot of acrimonious energy around this whole thing. And I really feel that, Debbie, you were a good partner. What I see here is that he did you wrong at times in your marriage, but boy, you're a trooper, and I really feel that you have what is coming to you, you are most deserving of. So I really feel that once this settles, you're going to have a whole new way of life opening up for you, a bucket list of sorts. I see travel. I'm seeing you doing some investing. New love. Are you involved with somebody?
No.
Well, make sure you've got your party shoes shined up, because I think you're going to definitely meet somebody who is going to make you feel so alive and so loved, really loved. So what I would say from my years of experience, Debbie, that marriage was ultimately going to spiral downward, because you were meant for other, you know, more rewards in life. And I really think, though, that the time is coming very quickly that you can put this to bed, finally. So you got very nice cards for all you've been through. You're very resilient. You're a strong lady. And boy, is it time to enjoy life. So I certainly hope that you get out there and what would you call it? Like, treat yourself. Enjoy.
When you get the chance.
Yeah.
So you saw the May thing
I feel, yes, I did not see any unforeseen delays at this point, but bear in mind, unforeseen, something can crop up.
Well, especially when it comes to legal battles, good Lord.
Yeah, you know, God forbid we go back into that COVID nightmare. You know, I read about it in the papers, but I really feel at this particular point in time, Debbie, everything is going to finally be resolved, and most expediently. I like that wording.
Right? Expediently.
Yeah, so Debbie, I'm so glad you got to try our show, and please don't be a stranger.
We'd love for you to join us.
Okay, thank you.
All right. Oh, Patsy, Debbie, did you have a question?
Do you see anything random for me?
Random.
Okay.
Like winning the lottery?
Anything good coming.
Anything good coming.
That's a good one.
Okay, and you don't care if it's love, money, whatever, health?
Health. Probably health.
What's the most important thing to you right
or
now?
Or just to get a break, a beach trip.
Something. R&R.
That's right. You're a mermaid.
She wants a little R&R for her brain. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
I got it. That's very important.
Well, and being a caregiver.
Yes, my mother just dropped hospice, so now it's all on me.
Oh, boy.
No wonder you want a break.
Well, just remember, and I know it sounds very cliche, but remember, according to the saying, God doesn't give us what we can't handle. You know, and
I
believe.
I'm having to rent a U-Haul.
Well, you know, your mother is a very strong woman, too, and she's not going quietly. How does that poem go off into that good night? She's not going easily. The Grim Reaper's going to have to take her dragging and screaming because she certainly doesn't want to, you know. As for you, hey, I see a couple of men here. One is the one that's been involved in your life. Then there's another new one coming along. He's going to be buying some property, or moving close to you. Anyway, there's a situation here where I think he plays a key role in your future. There's a lot of love.
Oh, wow.
So if you run into somebody that kind of really puts a sparkle in your eye, that's the one.
All right. Good news. Thank you so much. I love you.
Oh, I love you, too. You'd stay pretty close to your son, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, that's really good. I feel that he may suffer a bit of a setback coming up. It doesn't look too large, but you as a mother and me as a mother, and Debbie, if you're a mother, we tend to really...
Finish your sentence.
I don't want to say go overboard, but we sometimes become very intense about something happening to our kids.
Right.
It looks like your son's got a good handle on it, though.
I would like to call a quick timeout for our Facebook Live folks. It's Facebook, so I think they're not seeing me typing to them. Facebook is kind of glitched, so I'm going to go out and come back in again. The show will keep broadcasting.
All right.
But I have to go in and out because I'm talking to people that think I'm not there, so. Anyway, you can go back to our callers.
Okay, well, Patsy, I'm glad you brought Debbie to us. And
me too.
And
thank you again.
Bye-bye. And I'll keep an eye on my son and be there for him.
Yeah, if he asks you for advice, I do feel he's really in control of the situation, but he just might want to run it by you. Okay, but don't get too worried.
Do you know what it pertains to?
I thought it was like matters of the heart. He is involved, isn't he, with someone?
Yeah, something I don't want to talk about.
Uh-oh. Patsy, I think we lost
you. Wasn't me
I'm
this
here.
Time.
Yes.
All right.
You know what? Sorry, it was me.
I thought they had called in.
No, you're. We're back.
Okay.
All right.
Strike two for operator.
I'm here.
I'm screwing
up. Yeah, I just feel it's pertaining to his... like a love relationship.
Okay.
But even when we think it's going to be having a negative outcome, remember, our kids have to go through things. We can't shield them like we did when they were little. But I really
I know.
think Yeah. For some reason, I feel you're going to be way more disappointed in the news than he is. He's just, like I said, going to handle it. He's with a girl?
No.
Well, I thought they were, but I can't be specific about it. Just, you know.
Okay.
Just be there,
just be there for him.
And you are that kind of, you're a hands-on mommy. So, okay.
Oh.
And both of you.
Okay.
Thank
you,
you
so
for,
much.
Yeah, you really cheered me up to hear from you, Patsy. I think about you a lot.
And she brought a friend.
Well, yes. I think about you, too.
Great.
And hopefully
gonna...
I'll get there soon.
Oh, we hope so, too. We do.
Word up on that.
And, Debbie, you're not a stranger to us anymore.
No longer.
Okay, right.
All right. Thank you both
so
very much.
Thank you. Love you.
Bye.
Yeah, wait till you guys call again.
Yes.
All right.
Okay.
Time to keep on, keep on. All right, I want to talk to the Facebook folks.
Okay.
I feel bad because apparently I've been typing stuff and they're like, are you seeing our messages?
Mm.
So every once in a while it glitches. And then, because right now I'm basically a viewer. I mean, we're broadcasting live on a different machine.
Platform.
A machine, let's call it a machine. And I'm on this computer, but sometimes the computer, for some reason, I went out and went back in, and I think everybody can see us. Real quick, we have another caller.
Yeah.
Messenger folks, when we are callerless, we'll let you know. And the Facebook Live folks, when we are callerless and messengerless, we'll go to you, folks. And on Wednesdays, it will happen if you have patience to stick around, typically. Typically it will. Because Wednesday, it's the middle of the week. A lot of people are doing some crazy stuff, you know. Crazy. So, all right. And on that note, I want to at least verbalize for our radio folks that are not on Facebook, because we have plenty of blog talkers, that our number is 515-602-9676. That's the number to call in. I know people probably think, well, they're on a computer or something because it's an internet radio show. Yeah, they could be driving.
True.
And they might be on speakerphone. And sometimes we don't like speakerphone. We understand. If you're driving, you got to do what you got to do. Mm-hmm. Laws are laws. We don't want you to crash into the back of a semi or anything like that.
No.
Even if it's
no.
against the law. So better to live, right? So anyway, speaking of callers, I believe we will take our next caller. And that is from area code 216, the land of Ohio. 216, you're the second caller in the Second Love Doctor show.
Hello there, Ohio. What is your first name?
Hi, my name is Patricia.
Patricia, we had spoken to you before, yes?
Yes.
It might have been a while ago. I can't remember.
Okay,
that's
probably all right.
Probably a long, long time ago.
Well, Patricia, catch us up a little bit on what's going on with you and what you're hoping to get revealed in your reading.
Or would you like to know?
There's good, yes.
Well, I'm... Basically, have been. I'm preparing to relocate to another city and state. I've done my discovery last November, meaning visited the city and town, and it's just basically I'm put my name on some waiting list for that's income based, but you know I'm way in the 600s and numbers. But I've been also working on teaching myself copywriting, but also songwriting. And
you're good.
And speaking, because I want, well, I'm working on, want to build those skill sets. And I'm writing, working a project, and that I want to, I think by summer, have it published or self-published.
Sounds like she has lots of irons in the fire.
Oh, it does. You sound like very busy lady.
My attention is very well spread out, but also I've been looking for these side jobs while I'm learning these skills, and, you know, obviously I'm wanting to get experience, but, you know, there is that,
right.
You know, level where, you know, I don't want to put myself out there because, you know, you're a newbie and between the newbie and getting to this, you know, ladder and prong. So the side jobs, and that's
Patricia,
been a,
what would you like me to look in my cards at for you?
Yes.
on your move or about getting published?
Or,
you can be very specific. Don't be afraid to be specific.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay, let me go with the book. This is all new to me, and then to find a editor, and I want to self-publish this, and that's going to take, you know, monies and, you know,
I've got to
tell you, Patricia, the publishing business has changed dramatically from what it was years ago.
This is a good old internet.
I had, my book was published in 2008, and it was still the traditional submitting your manuscript and waiting for a response, blah, blah, blah. Well, I got a response in 24 hours, and that was way more, quick than I expected. But now it's a partnership where you write your manuscript, and then you submit it to places like, well, Amazon does this, Barnes & Noble does it, oh my goodness, Tango does. There are so many
she's just throwing the tip of the iceberg.
You don't have to pay. They will share somewhat in your profit.
Like they're investing in your work.
They will do artwork like for your cover. They will market your book. And you should be able to find someone to edit it. I don't think it would be very expensive.
But she wants to self-publish, at least right now.
Right.
And what do you see as far as that goes?
Well, personally, I think that's going to be a great opportunity for you. Since so many now are doing it on their own, it's not, unless you're writing a bestseller and you are Harry Connick Jr.
Yeah, you're already established in the business and publishers are flinging themselves at you to get your books, right?
You'll get a nice big fat advance and you'll make quite a bit of money. But otherwise, it's a really good way to get known, to develop a following, all of that. And I see that this is going to work out very well for you. The first book is going to do, and I say first book because there will be others. The first book is going to do not so bad, pretty good. But I think you've got a hot one coming right after.
You got to walk before you run.
Yeah. And, I really feel... If you do, if you like to practice, say, guided meditations, there's many out there that will help you to actually start developing the idea of your subsequent book. And you're going to become quite a well-known author. That's why I love this method so much. It shows you the potential that you have. And if you don't have, if this was going to be a closed door for you, the cards would tell you that. No matter how much you may knock on that door or ring that bell, you're not going to get a response that you would want. But I really feel, and this move is going to do wonders for you.
Wonders.
You're really going to be happy.
I'm sorry.
Where are you going, Patricia, if you don't mind me asking?
To New Mexico.
I knew you were going. I'm serious. I felt it was somewhere near
Southwest
Arizona, like Sonoma.
Southwest.
Yeah, and New Mexico. Oh gosh, it's going to be wonderful for you.
That's a pretty big change.
Yeah. So
yes,
if you've had a sense of feeling, like you're walking under a dark cloud, that cloud is going to disappear. Things are really going to start looking up for you.
Well, she's very motivated.
Oh, I think so, too. All of your projects. You are a very industrious lady.
Some people say have too many irons in the fire. It's like, I don't believe that.
No, I think for Patricia, it really helps her.
Yeah.
Her creative juices.
Yeah, I mean, it gets you a lot of experience. And then when you start writing, writers that have experienced a lot of things, that's better. So you should experience a lot of things and learn a lot of things.
I really think also the area that you might want to consider tapping into. I see in your cards that I feel you have some wonderful opinions to share, and becoming an opinion columnist for a website or a newspaper, something like that, I think that it would really bring you some real notoriety.
Sure, there's a lot of different venues for journalism,
exactly,
especially
good.
Now with the internet. There's a ton more now than there used to be.
So you're looking for a side job. One of the best places I have found to find things like that was flexjobs.com. Have you heard of them?
I've heard of them. I had not signed up, you know, for an account yet.
They're not
these platforms.
Sure.
Yep.
When the time is right, Patricia, that side job will be waiting for you.
And it might line up mm-hmm. perfectly.
You will know that you know that you know it's the time. So good luck to you, but I don't think you really need luck. You just keep, she's manifesting with these projects.
Well, she's very motivated. She's not just putting all her eggs in one basket at all.
So I really think you've got a successful path ahead. Much happiness. Much happiness. So hope that you will call us again. Yeah.
I have one question before you go. How did you find our show?
Good question.
I'm looking on the through Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, great. Okay, that's really hot, but we don't like to assume.
Well, thank you, and we appreciate that you took the time to call us.
Sure, and you should be able to follow our show if you enjoyed our show, and we do multiple times a week other shows.
Yes.
So we might want to check us out.
Thank you.
Yeah, so Patricia, very nice to have spoken with you, and I have nothing but faith that you're going to make everything happen just the way you want it to. You're one of the special ones. A lot of people don't. They have to face many conflicts and struggles.
Climb the highest of the mountains.
So take care, my dear, and call us again soon.
Yeah, please be more frequent.
Thank you.
Oh, you're
Thank
welcome.
Thank you very much. Have a good evening.
Welcome.
Have a good one.
I really think
you too.
Yes, you too.
She's in our time zone.
And I really think that a lot of this was a confirmation.
And quite often we see that.
Yeah.
Right? Quite often. Especially when they ask about careers and stuff like that. Sometimes they kind of don't know, but you can tell sometimes. All right. We're at the hump of the show on hump day, humpity hump. So we want to remind everybody on the downhill run that we are here for entertainment and informational purposes only. Hope everybody enjoys themselves, but don't start writing checks and
that's why we
selling houses and, you know.
For what did you say?
Entertainment and informational purposes
only. Because we don't want people to make radical choices based on a reading that they've received. I feel that would be a disservice to you.
And it's typically the folks that have not had a lot of these readings.
Right.
You know, because somebody sometimes that has never done any kind of reading from anything, tarot, anything, then they get one and it's really positive. Like, oh my God, I'm good. It's like, you know, the future is very fluid, very dynamic. It's not static. Things can change. There's so many things that are out there that you don't even know exist that can affect your future.
Absolutely.
Yep. And things you do you didn't think would affect your future can. Small, stupid things. Well, not stupid, but small, insignificant things.
Yeah, you don't.
Right.
Like
I don't want to say stupid.
Butterfly effect.
Butterfly effect. And, just like people say, you can't go back in the future because you could do one stupid little thing, hit a fly that killed the fly that wasn't supposed to fly because it was meant for this thing to eat, and some super important person went hungry and didn't become Abraham Lincoln or something.
But I will tell everybody, one of the best TikToks that I've seen on TikTok is where it says, all it takes is one decision, one choice to change your life. Think about that. I've been thinking about it myself.
And for the young folks, think about it in the negative way.
Like
when you decide to say, I probably shouldn't do this. Well, guess what? You probably shouldn't. Take that extra second. That's for the young folk.
Right.
The young and dumb. Of course, some of us are old and dumb sometimes.
But they're so bulletproof, you know.
They know everything. God, I'm 19 years old. Don't tell me what to do.
Right, exactly.
Okay, all right. Let's get to our patient, Carla.
Oh, we have one.
We do. Hang on, let me turn the audio on so we can talk to them on the microphone.
All right.
All right. Welcome to the show. Hi. Area code 267 from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, I believe.
Hello. What is your first name? What's your first name?
My name is Jessica. I'm actually more north in the country of Pennsylvania, which is better.
Oh, okay. So you're not in the city of brotherly love? Excuse me. I always laugh at that. God.
No, yeah. Right. All right. Well, Jessica, are you new to the show?
I am indeed. Yes.
Well,
cool. And how did you find our show?
Blog Talk.
Well, we like that. And just to let you know, I think you have the ability to follow our show because we do shows usually three times a week, but guaranteed two times a week.
And you may want to do that because the more readings I give you, the more clarity actually is revealed in the cards. So on a first reading like this, I'm not familiar with you on an intuitive level as yet. So if you would tell me a little bit about you, what your situation is, and then what your question is for your reading, that would be wonderful.
Okay, thanks.
Sure.
So I am waiting on or holding space, let's say, for Spirit to bring me my new home. I'm all packed up. My lease was over April 1st, but I got an extension from my landlord because the house didn't appear just yet. And just wondering what you're seeing around that because I'm a little bit in an uncomfortable space because I'm in this like unknown area now. I've done some empowering. I did some empowering moves the last couple of days with relationship stuff to close out unhealthy cycles. I'm just like in the space waiting for the universe to be like, you know, here's some goodies for you. You know, besides just being proud of myself, but I do want and need a new home.
Yeah, that's important.
Now, let me ask you, had you found something that fell through or were you just waiting?
There's not much on the market, and Spirit told me to be real specific of where I want to go,
right.
And I'm holding space for that, and nothing has been posted as of yet, and even the places that I went to go see, because I was, like, telling, you know, my guides, like, I just want to choose a place, I want to move, and I couldn't even, they were, like, so ridiculous, I couldn't even say yes to any of them. So, like, they were kind of having, like, a little, you know, they were trying to make light of the situation, you know, having a little joke on me, I guess. But, so, yeah, I'm just, the lesson just keeps going back to, like, sort of let go and, you know, trust us. And I'm sort of like, well, yeah, I'm really uncomfortable right now.
Well, I am curious because, you know, are you moving? For what reason are you originally wanting to move? You're just done kind of where you live?
So I recently moved to Pennsylvania 4 months ago, and I got a short-term lease. It was always meant to just be a short-term lease for me to just be in this state and get a feel for everything.
Okay.
So now I'm like, I'm moving to find that place where I want to stay for sometime, you know, a year or 2 years or whatever ends up. But I want to, like, now officially get settled here in my new state.
So now your short-term lease, when it ended, they didn't have a month-to-month clause. They wanted to renew the entire short-term lease. Is that why you're kind of in limbo?
Well, I'm in limbo because I'm in boxes and I was all ready to leave and Spirit told me to pack up and everything. The people actually who live here, who their house, they wanted to, it's their son's house, they wanted to move back in and do some renovations. Like the kid wanted to move in. So it was like a big thing with them. They were like upset with me. I had to stand up to them and just really own my power. It was just
It makes sense to me now what's going on. I was curious.
Okay.
But that makes total sense.
Now, in your reading, what I am picking up on immediately is that you are kind of blocked with a lot of anxiety and worry, and it's understandable. It's showing here that I see your new home. It's right here, and I see that it'll be one that you will ultimately seriously consider buying. But first of all, remember what you're projecting out to the universe gets mirrored back to you. And if the universe picks up that you are, because this is how I am. Yeah, I think so. This is how I am, is that I will, Jim, you've known me a long time. I worry a lot about things.
Sometimes it's really, bam, sudden.
Yeah.
Not like slowly. It's like, oh, my God, all of a sudden I'm worried about this. I'm like, whoa.
But if I project that, it's like the universe says, well, she loves to worry. Let's give her some
more.
Yeah,
and I worry about that myself, too, sometimes. Like, whoa.
Yeah, we got to
take a
put
step back.
Put ourselves in check.
Step away from your situation like you're a third-party observer.
Yeah, and for you, this is actually, for you, it's a lesson in not patience, which we do not like.
Little patience.
It's a lesson in faith. What I see.
Hmm.
Right.
Sometimes they're kind of hand in hand a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Because you're coming down to the wire. Those people want that house.
Right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And of course, that's going to build up a lot of stress and a lot of, you know, conflicting feelings.
Oh, yeah. It makes you breathe a little shorter and get a little sweaty.
If you can broaden your, what would you call it, Jim? You're the engineer. If she looked at beyond the periphery of what she's chosen as her,
try to think outside the box a little bit.
Well,
or
if
what?
She made it her search area a little bit bigger. It's right here, and it's right here.
I don't know if you're using like a search criteria of so many square miles or so many a distance. You should always expand it a little.
Yeah.
Bit.
So, to ask you, are you trying to stay like in close proximity to a job, or do you? I don't know how to ask.
Yeah, do you really want to stay in this area of Pennsylvania, or are you ready to just go where you got to go?
Yeah, so I've kind of examined both of those options.
Okay.
I mean, I am comfortable. Again, I've only been here for 4 months, so I'm still sorting out everything. I am comfortable in this area, and there's a lot of different parks that I like around here, so I wanted to stay in this area, but earlier on in my search, like all last month when I was searching, I said, I'll just go wherever. But then I was driving around a million different places, and then Spirit was basically telling me that my energy was like scattered and basically kind of just to stop that. So I do agree that it's a lesson in like trust and faith, but I also – I this anxiety creeps up because it's like, I don't even know how to explain it. I mean, there's hardly anything posted online, too.
The fact that you are using driving around as a search criteria means you start limiting yourself. As long as you're okay with that.
You start what?
You're limiting yourself. If it's someplace you can drive to quickly to check out, you're not expanding like 200-300 miles away, possibly.
There's a woman here who wants to find someone very quickly to take over her home. She's facing the future. She's wanting to go. She's leaving that area. And that's what I see right here. She's very flexible with terms. Rent to own, she'd go with contract for deed. This woman is on her way somewhere.
So hopefully she
and
will
it's under,
find it.
It's coming up under what you don't expect.
Well, that'll be a nice surprise then.
I think it will be.
So keep on it.
Have you made phone calls, like to a realty company?
Well, there's some free places that'll try to help you find stuff, mm-hmm. too, that you don't
have
to pay.
Yeah, I'm working with three different realtors. I look online every day. I post, like I went to the post office. I hung up a sign. Like when I go places, I hang up signs. Like, so I do feel like it's going to just come up, but the whole idea of how to connect with this, and I do feel that whole rent to own thing too, like, and I can see the house. So I'm just like, I keep asking my guys, like, show me what to do. What do you want me to do?
It's a really awesome place that I feel you are seeing, you know, and the right place is going to present itself to you. Just try to, as much as you can, and this goes for everybody, try to relax. You know, let good energy float into you and out of you.
And it's easy for us to say.
Oh, it is.
When we're not under the gun. But we understand what you're going through.
Yeah, and I wanted to mention my late husband was born and raised in Pennsylvania.
I've known a ton of people from there in the Navy.
The best people, I think, in the country come from Pennsylvania. So I honestly feel very certain, hon, you're going to have a new home by the end of this month.
Wow, that's very quick.
I would even say by the end of this week, but I don't want to get her hope.
We're already one third of the way
through. Well, the whole thing, like I feel that too. But then also I go back to like last week and the week before. I was like, I could just feel it. I feel like it's going to happen fast. I feel like it's going to happen this week. I feel like it, and then it didn't. And I don't like being in the place that I'm sort of feeling a little bit like hopeless and helpless. Like I just am.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I know. Like there's a clock ticking, a really loud clock going.
Yeah. And, you know, some places, I mean, not some places, but I'm trying to think how I want to put this to you. Some people move out of their homes and leave it bare for sale. And a lot of realtors would like to move somebody in so it looks lived in, so it isn't an empty shell.
Short-term lease, like she's already in right now.
And that's what I kind of feel about this woman. This woman wants to, she's getting out of town.
Yeah, and, you know, a lot of them, yeah, they want to just only live there half the year or whatever. They have have the option of having two homes, yes.
You're going to have something. Let's put it that way.
Keep on, keep on.
And then you'll be in a stable environment that you can then, take your time in purchasing a home.
Yeah.
I feel you will buy a house, and it is going to be your little palace, a slice of heaven for you. So, yeah. So you watch your team now.
What are you suggesting as far as like, so I have the same visions that you do and I have like the same, what am I supposed to do in this in between time? Like tomorrow I'm going to go take a walk and I just met this lady who lives down the street that has horses and she said I could hang out with her horses. So I'll go do that. But like, what am I doing to connect with, it almost seems, everything seems a little bit ridiculous if I'm doing anything other than looking for a house, but there's nothing really for me to do as far as looking for the house. You know what I'm saying?
Well, that's
nothing posted.
Yeah. I feel that if you can expand your search area, it's going to be right there. Like what, Jim?
Well, that, and also, I mean, when you look at postings and stuff, there could be a posting that goes up and somebody can nail it in 30 minutes or an hour or so.
Yeah.
So it doesn't hurt to look often. Don't feel like it's futile because every time I look every 2-3 hours, it's always the same thing, but it could be that one time.
You're right.
Somebody, the jackpot comes up. Hey, I just I got this great house. I want somebody to live for 6 months for $1,000 a month. And people are going to like pounce on it.
Right. Well, I feel, hon, you are going to not end up homeless. Okay. And I wish you would call me on one of our other shows. We'll look into this a little more deeply.
Yeah. Follow us on Blog Talk. There's some kind of follow feature because, you know, we don't know because we don't follow ourselves. That'd be weird. But yeah, I think there is a way to follow our show on Blog Talk.
And if you want a card from the deck that will keep you focused, where you can put all your hopes and dreams and wishes, the home card in a deck of ordinary playing cards is the Ace of Hearts. That's home. So I saw that boom. I don't know if you remember, Jim, but it was boom right there.
Yeah, I was multitasking. I'm the co-pilot.
Yeah. So anyway, I do.
Are you picking up anything as far as like the town? It's called Yardley.
You know, I'm going to tell you what. We're going to be on the air on Friday.
We'll be on the air on Friday. On Monday, we're on the air with News for the Soul radio at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Or Friday at 7. See, we've got one more caller to get to, and we're almost out of time.
Right. And Friday, it's going to be the same time on Friday for this show, Psychic Love Doctor show.
And just pour all that energy out of, I know that home is out there. Don't say, I want or I need. Because that's just more of need and want.
Yeah, it might give you a little anxiety that you don't need.
Yeah, so say, I know it's out there. I know I'm going to find it.
I just can't wait.
Mm-hmm.
But keep doing what you're doing.
Yeah.
Keep looking. Don't stop looking.
But I'd love to talk to you again. Okay. So if
okay.
You're
thank you very much. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you. Thank you.
Absolutely.
Talk to you soon.
Take care, my dear.
Bye-bye. Thank you. Bye-bye.
That's a real dilemma, you know.
It is. It is. It is. It is. And that's probably, she's probably one of a gazillion people that face that.
Well,
know.
I have read that there is a housing shortage because people that have invested in building a new home, they're having trouble getting windows, doors, sheetrock.
Yeah. And then, you know, a lot of it depends on where you live and the demographics, what kind of troubles that area is going through financially. Some of them are thriving. Some of them are not.
Yeah.
There's so many factors could make a person go insane.
It could.
It could, and I will do
but
that.
But I would stake my years of reading cards. This woman's going to have a home soon. Definitely. Okay, who are we going to?
I would like to mention that, I don't know if she's going to contact you. Lynn said she wanted me to let you know.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about it on air because she called us, so I don't feel uncomfortable. Remember the person that took pictures of the niece while she was hanging outside her window?
Yes.
She posted them on her note. Was killed in the mass shooting in downtown Sacramento.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, you want to say karma, but, you know, death is not good for anybody. I don't know if that's an appropriate punishment, but, hey.
Oh, well.
Sometimes karma comes back on you 10 times what
yeah,
you did.
Yeah, that's why you got to watch what you're doing.
Yeah.
To take pictures of a woman who tragically hung herself.
Any person on earth, you know.
Take those pictures and put it on the internet.
Yeah, because they wanted to be, oh, this is going to be great. I'm going to get internet money and all that
and
crap.
And then see what happens?
Yes, I would never go against karma. That would be a terrible thing. All right, let's go to our, excuse me, I want to go. Takes like 3 seconds. All right, let's go to our next and probably final caller since we only have about 7.5 minutes left. Is 916 from the state of California. 916, you're probably the last caller.
Hello and welcome to the show. What is your first name?
Hi, Deborah.
Oh, hi,
it's Lynn.
Lynn.
Well, we just talked
Jim
about it.
Jim didn't call until
yeah,
I did, but he already told you. And to finish up with that, people went on the roof of the hotel across the street and took pictures of him and posted
dead?
Them on the internet.
Of him dead?
Yes.
Of who dead? Oh, well.
From
the gentleman.
People are going to take pictures of mass shootings.
You know, and one thing I have found from these three decades of reading these cards, that the universe seeks balance in all things.
Yin and yang.
That was a brutally...
Yeah.
Like a horrible thing to do. I feel like it was really disrespecting, you know,
yes.
someone who took their life. And then for it to turn around and, you know, yeah. So
yeah.
I
feel horrible.
Your niece and I are making arrangements for, I told her to take her time.
Yeah,
when
obviously.
When she's ready.
You got to be ready. Everybody has to be ready on their own.
Yeah.
Time.
Yeah. She's a sweetheart. You'll love her.
Oh,
that's great.
Yeah. And Lynn, you know, it's amazing, isn't it? How things turn out in the end.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. Yeah.
Sometimes it
you know,
do
and I feel
though.
Really bad though, because, you know, I spoke some words, may get his just rewards. And like 2 days later, he was dead. And I feel bad. I feel kind of responsible, you know?
In other words, it's not, if you had those kind of powers, your life would, you'd be like the king of the world if you had those kind of word powers. So,
Lynn, was
he was 20.
Young.
Yeah. It's young, you know, it depends.
Yeah.
On, 19-year-old,
but you know what I'm talking about, Deborah.
Yeah.
When you speak those words and something
yes.
happens. You know, you kind of feel responsible.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I think
not that I have those powers.
I know what you're saying. It's like when you feel somebody wrongs you, you're like, ooh, I wish something bad would happen. And then it does. You're like, well, maybe I really didn't mean
that.
It's like I kind of didn't mean that.
Gotta watch that.
Bad, like even bad, not like bad, like dead bad.
For one thing, I wanted to mention in all of this is, you know, that I was scammed out of $85,000 by a man who said my deceased husband had sent him to me. And I got to tell you, my cards insisted this man was a liar, and I wouldn't believe it. So see, I'm just as fallible as anybody else. But the point I want to mention here is I have prayed for him. I've not sent out that vibe of, oh, I wish something really bad would happen to you. Instead, I prayed for him, and what happened is it actually ended up boomerang in my favor, where everything's going to be okay in a few weeks by refinancing.
Oh,
I took out a loan on my house, and it was a bad loan, but it was during the pandemic. He said he needed to have money for 2 weeks. This is why everybody watch out. These guys are slick.
I don't know if you need to go in Jerry Springer details too much.
No, but anyway, the house needed a lot of repairs, but the holder of the loan fixed them all, and I didn't get charged for a single thing. So, Lynn, I say just send a prayer out. My feeling is that he was very much in need of healing and probably wasn't going to live long anyway.
I think the two incidences are related to the karma world myself. I mean, people say there's no such thing as coincidence, but every once in a while there could be a little bit, but because that's an extreme response to somebody doing something like that.
It's divine justice.
Yeah,
but that's like divine justice, like over the top, though, you know?
Well, they said it
in divine order.
Yes, and see what happened? I feel bad for his family because nobody gives birth to an evil being.
Yeah, that's just somebody that was an idiot, basically. He's an idiot.
Right.
He had his brain shut off.
If I was a parent of these people that did this, there's three of them, I'd want to wake up every morning and fall on a knife.
Yeah, I know how you... You know, Lynn, I'm really glad that you called. We're going to start ending the show now, but I
talk
about you so often.
I'm glad you called in. I didn't know if you were, and we got a lot of people from your area code, so that's why I didn't make the connection.
It's all right, but I keep you in my heart.
Okay.
If I do, all of you, when you get a reading from me, I feel invested in you on an emotional and spiritual level. I do, because I see your heart. And that's why I say, even somebody like Jeffrey Dahmer, I read his cards long before he was murdered. But I saw that that man was so full of agony and pain and suffering that I really feel that once you pass, you go to a place of a tremendous love and healing.
And a lot of these, you know, when you're a child and it takes 18 years for a human to become an adult instead of like a dog, 12 months, their parents can mold them and really have them become adults broken already, if not their fault.
I agree. That sounds like a good topic for another show.
How many adults that you know that aren't broken anyway?
Yeah, I know. It's funny. Everybody still thinks that life is Brady Bunch, and it is not.
Uh-oh. Oh, Lynn, I think that means we got to go.
You were under the 2 minute
okay.
warning.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Love you.
Okay.
Glad you got in, though, at the end.
Love you.
Glad you got in.
That scared me. Everybody, as you can tell. All right. As you can tell, we don't script this show. This is an overflow show from newsforthesoul.com. where we do our regular show of Deborah Lee and
Monday
Friends.
One's the big one.
Monday at 6 p.m. Eastern.
News for the Soul.
And 3 p.m. Pacific.
And you need to typically call early on that one. It's a very popular show on Monday.
So just wanted to say, we just let you tell us where you want us to go during the show. We appreciate every single one of you. Now I want to leave you with the words of my grandmother, who taught me this amazing life-altering method. She always said, to dream is to believe. And once you believe, all things are possible. Take care, everybody. Love you. Mwah. Play me some Dire Straits.
We shall do so.
What?
It must have took you a while to click it. All right, we're good. Well, this is over.
Pennsylvania. What was her name?
Okay.
No, that was before. Called up about writing the book.
Well, then I don't remember.
That woman's got like a curse on her.
What the hell? How could she have a curse?
Well, it's like a spiritual demon, like.
I think what that to me tells me is she's too much relying on what she says. She's just totally falling to spirits. Like, yeah, you might want to follow your physical gut instinct a little bit.
Would you take a picture of me?
Oh, hang on. Let me turn your phone to normalcy first.
Because I don't have that many that I can use for the shows.
One thing I noticed, okay, we had a nice close-up view. Cards were totally invisible.
I don't think they care because they can't read them anyway.
You know, that's, you know, here's what's, you know, this kind of pisses me off. We're going to let it go. Back in the day when you and your sister were speaking, whatever she told you, you believed, and she said, people want to see your card. You insisted that your card.
I just don't know that they do now. I think it's better for closer eye contact.
Okay, well, it's up to you. It's your show. I think people want to see the cards. Who am I?
Well, we'll do them different ways.
Obviously, the 7 o'clock thing worked pretty good.
I think we should do it that way.
But I think, I don't like this I'm sick thing. You've got to, like, you got to pretend you have a job. Like, you're on ESPN, and whether you're sick, you're in the period, you got to dibble up your ass, you have to do the show no matter how bad you feel.
I don't get any money for this, so I don't.
But you could if you start getting, like, news.
And you could sit there and just talk, too, if I was. I laid down from 2:45 until you came.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had a really bad headache. It's from the weather changing. Remember, the neurologist said I can give you medicine, but it's going to make you fat. And I said no. So I did fall asleep in there, and that's why I got hold of you at 5, and I said, I feel better now. I can't give good readings if I'm feeling sick. Well, we can always put up a message. Oh.
Well, you need to turn this back on. That might help.
My.
A little color.
Oh.
Oh, I don't think that's the color we like. Maybe the orange.
Should I act like I'm saying something into...
I'll take like 15, 16 pictures. Do what you want to do.
You take
Get more of this thing out of the way.
You take better pictures than Nina does.
We do.
Thank you, and we'll see how that works.
Off it goes. All right, let me unplug everything. Yeah,
they're cute. Ooh, some I got my eyes shut.
Well, that's where you take, like,
yeah.
15, 16, 20, whatever. I thought in the old days when they had real film, they would go, the guy would hold the shutter down and go,
oh, yeah, I know.
Because they want film.
Or they'd say to the model, work it.
Well, they would do both.
Yeah.
Because there was no audio. Work it, do that, too. And things is probably going.
Oh, look at this one. You know, I should wear lipstick. This one looks pretty cute.
Yeah, lots of choices.
I'm not sure how I feel about this longer hair. I'm going to keep it. I don't know. We're
like that.
Oh, look at this one. There's a nice smile.
There's a bunch of them, yeah. There's a few good ones in there. There's a few that bone chunks, but there's a few. They're good.
Oh, look at this one. She's a cutie.
That's what I'm saying. You got choices. Back this up.
Okay.
We got a show on Friday. There's no reason to move on the shit.
No.
We'll just take what we need.
We don't even eat in here. But I'd hate for Jenny to...
Oh, no. She's talking about it's all going to be on the table. She doesn't... This ain't plastic.
No.
If you left this on the corner, she'd like that. She doesn't give a shit about wood or furniture. She likes plastic. But she loves that bucket.
If that was...
Well, what are you going to do?
I don't know. I got to look and see what I can paint.
Well, then why don't you see that first?
Oh, not in here.
Then you don't say anything. Don't wake him up.
Did he leave again?
Yeah, he went outside. That's right.
Oh, all right.
He went somewhere. Maybe he went to get food, so you don't have to worry about it.
Yeah. Well, that's true, see.
I've got, well, today I did your, did you take a look at it yet? Your celeries and...
I had this tray out for carrots, so yes, I did. And I might have some tonight or in the middle of the night or put some in a baggie to work.
Sure. Oh, yeah, I told Kyle to come over.
Well, I'm not putting the dogs out, so he
can, hello.
He can deal with it.
Hi, we changed the time of the show tonight and it went really good. We changed